You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He's an author, an internist, and he works a lot with alternative medicine now. So welcome back, Jacob. One of the questions I have is, if we're on the SHINE protocol, if we're using all the nutrition and ideas that you have, and we get in an accident or we get into some really high pain, is there a time to do medical pharmaceuticals?
Absolutely. You want to use the whole healthcare toolkit. The problem is not that medications are bad or evil. They're the hammer and the toolkit. The problem is most doctors think that that's the only tool and every other tool is quackery. And the science clearly shows that the natural remedies are as or more effective. So, for example, if you have a sprain or something, it's okay to take your Advil. There's nothing wrong with that. And I combine the herbals with that. And everything we've talked about today can be combined with the medications.
Mm-hmm. And is there a way to use the alternative medications to help you come off any kind of painkillers as well?
Well, the natural medications, most people find that they're able to dramatically lower the dose or stop their pain medications. And the main problem with the prescriptions is not short-term use, it's long-term use. If you have a headache and take an Advil, so what? If it works for you, that's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm more likely to use a natural remedy. But the thing is, when people are taking the ibuprofen or that whole family of medications long-term, they have a 35% higher risk of heart attack and stroke. In the U.S. alone, 4,000 to 16,000 bleeding ulcer deaths each year. And it causes a host of other problems. So the trick is to know when to use what tool. Medications are okay for once in a while. But for anything that goes on longer or even for shorter-term use, the natural remedies are much safer, much more effective.
Okay. And what caused you to come into the alternative community so much, being with most of your education coming from allopathic practice?
Kathy, people ask me, what's a nice Jewish doctor doing in a field like pain management and fibromyalgia? And I tell people, I got into it the old-fashioned way. I had it. I came down with a nasty viral syndrome when I was in medical school, and it knocked me out of medical school and left me homeless for much of a year. And the professors, God bless them, they're as sweet as could be and clueless as could be. They just had no idea. We're just really not taught about pain management except throw some medications at them, So it was funny. It's as if the universe put a holistic homeless medical school sign on my park bench. Herbalists came by, naturopaths came by, energy workers came by, MDs came by, and each of them taught me bits and pieces of the puzzle of what I needed to learn to recover. I was able to recover from my own chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. Went back to medical school, did very, very well, and I spent the last 40 years researching, writing, and teaching about pain management and helping thousands of people to recover. As we said earlier, pain is optional. And for me, having been through what I went through, there's almost nothing in the world more fun than doing this.
And getting to see the results with people.
Yes, people get their lives back. You know, they've been to 20 doctors or 10 doctors, and they've been pat on the head and treated like they're crazy and or drug addicts now, and it's just insane. But to teach people how they can get their lives back is a real joy.
Fantastic. Do you have written how many books? Three books?
Ten.
Ten. Oh, I've only seen three of them. So are there any new books in the works for you?
Well, the Diabetes is Optional is my most recent book. It's a nice, short, simple book. I meant it to keep it short and sweet. So, for those with diabetes, it's important to realize diabetes used to be extremely rare in the Western world until the modern diet came into play. And now we're looking at one-third of Americans in North America slated to get diabetes. But it really is optional. You cut down the sugar a little bit. Keep it sane, get rid of the sodas and fruit juices. go ahead and get your vitamin D in sunshine, get your magnesium, optimize testosterone levels in men. For a lot of men, if they have that spare tire around their abdomen, they have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and diabetes or prediabetes, that's testosterone deficiency. Where in women, it can come from too much testosterone. And there's an herb called Hintonia latiflora, or Sucantrell D, which is excellent for lowering blood sugar. Another one is berberine. So diabetes really is optional. It's all the most doctors know to do is whatever, it's kind of like the doctors do what the drug company voices in their head tell them to do.
Mm-hmm.
They have trouble distinguishing science from slick advertising masquerading as science. And most of our education, the conferences and stuff, these are all paid for by the drug companies or medical products companies. And it's slick advertising. And doctors, it's sad. You know, it's kind of like the rest of the stuff that we get fed every day, day in and out. And separating facts from truth, learning how to read studies and analyze the science is a critical art that most doctors just don't have the time to do anymore.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned berberine for diabetes, and that is an amazing herbal product, and it can come from a few different herbs, but the berberine, the actives in it are quite fascinating. Can you explain a little bit about that product?
Absolutely. Golden Seal is a source, but I prefer the straight berberine. In the studies, using 200 to 500 milligrams three times a day, it brought down blood sugar a good bit. Usually I'm going to start with the Sucantrell D, and I'm going to add the berberine to that if needed. The berberine also has the added benefit of helping to lower cholesterol, and it helps kill gut infections. You get a lot of bang for the buck with that one.
Mm-hmm. And would it be coming from Golden Seal, would it be like an antibiotic in any way, or it's great for long-term use, just taking the berberine from it?
It's okay for long-term use, but what it suppresses isn't so much the bacteria as the fungus and the parasites, which our body doesn't mind having keep me suppressed.
Okay, Jacob. And the website that you have, you've done a lot of work with a lot of information up there. Can you just go through again how people can use that and come to find out for themselves the reasons for their problems and some of the solutions that they can go on?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two websites. For information, www.vitality101.com. For those with fatigue or chronic pain, especially fibromyalgia pain, that has all the tools they need to really get a good start on getting their health and their life back. Step three, there's a four-step program there. Step three, we'll have an energy analysis program. It's a 10-minute quiz. It'll give you, it's complex in terms of the printout. It really goes through a comprehensive thing of what to do to get well. But some of the simple things, for those of you with fatigue or just want optimizing health, there's a website, www.end, E, N like Nancy, D like David, fatigue.com. There's a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System Vitamin Powder and a special ribose powder called Shine Ribose. What I do each morning is I take a scoop of each, put in a glass of water, and a stir with a fork. People will find that their energy, in the study, their energy went up an average of 61%. Pain went down, sleep improved, mental functioning improved. So just that simple 30 seconds each day, it can have a dramatic effect on helping energy and pain. You can find the curement on the website, but these are things that you can find anywhere. Frankly, I mean, so the website's just one place. But it was funny because I developed the vitamin powder, the energy revitalization system. And when I lived in Annapolis on the Chesapeake Bay, I was walking down the street one day, and this guy is eyeing me from across the street. And I'm looking at him, and he's kind of eyeing me back. And suddenly he dashes, weaving through traffic, comes up, looks at me, and says, "You're Dr. Teitelbaum, aren't you?" And I say, "Yeah." And he puts me in a big bear hug and lifts me up off the ground. And I say, "We haven't even had a first date yet. Who are you? You know, what are you doing?" And he smiled for a second. "I'm sorry, put me down." I said, "I had a horrible back pain for decades. Nothing would help it. And I took the vitamin powder and went away in a month."
Wow, that's wonderful when you can have results like that. And so your webpage is very easy to use, very easy to find. Do you ship this protocol all over North America?
Yes.
And so there's no problem getting it if you're not in the United States?
For most things, it goes through the Canadian customs. Okay, we can. Every country is different, but we have a lot of people from Canada who order our products. And we have, I have many people that I'm treating in Canada because, again, for many people choose just to do it by phone. So for fibromyalgia, for day-to-day pain, we're seeing somebody local who's a pain specialist is a good way to go. But if you can't get help or if you have fibromyalgia, people may want to consider an appointment with me. And the phone number is 410-573-5389. But you're going to get a voicemail. My staff is very busy taking care of folks. Leave your address or your phone number, and they will get back to you. But we have a lot of fun. Like I say, really, just really getting to the depth of what's going on in each person's case and getting their lives back.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Jacob Tiedelbaum. We'd like to thank you for being on the show today. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and we'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.